and Stephanie's Life is Meaningless.
Hey, guess who's on the line? Chairman and CEO, founder of Talk Radio X, Antu Bird is here.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, you know, I just wanted to mention that a very large percentage, somewhere in the order of 87% of births in China are, in fact, C-sections.
Do you know why that is?
Well, I've explored this theory a few times. My wife seems to think it's because of the tradition. Chinese tradition is a lot into numerology.
Oh, and so they want to have the birth at a specific date and time?
Yes.
Oh.
But I don't buy that, and I believe it's because of the TVS.
Is that Turner Broadcasting?
No, the TVS is the tiny vagina syndrome.
Oh. I don't have that
I believe
problem.
It would just be too traumatic to push any sort of a human being through that tiny thing that they have.
Huh. That calls a, you call a vagina. I have a huge vagina.
He's just bragging.
I park my car in my vagina. Is that wrong?
It's a two-car vagina.
I think they just want to check if it's a boy or a girl. And if they do the C-section, they can throw it out quickly if it's a girl. But if they have to wait and everyone sees what it is, they have
right.
to keep it. But they could just trash it.
You never see a Chinaman with the pointy head, you know?
That's right.
That's right. You do have pointy hats.
They use strap-on. They use tiny strap-ons to make it look like it's a boy when it comes out. put this on.
And a mustache.
And glasses.
I never really thought that through. Is that true about the small vaginas? I got to look that up.
Generally, yes.
Lucky guy you are, huh?
Huh?
I'm telling you.
You're a lucky guy.
Yeah. In China, they call me King Kong.
King Kong, you mean?
It's like Superman when he came to Earth. You know, on his planet, he was just normal. But on Earth, he had superpowers.
Right.
Yeah,
when you went to China, how were you if for anyone who's just tuning in, Antu Bird married a Chinese young lady and went to China to get married.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like when you arrived? How did the family treat you? Were they like, "Who's the Italian?"
Yeah, it's.
I mean, was it hard for them at first?
Yeah, I mean, they're really, really cool people, and they're really nice people. So, but you know, underneath everything.
They hate you?
Of course, you know, it's just like any other family. There's nothing different about Chinese people than regular American people. You know, the parents want their daughter to marry another Chinese boy, maybe a doctor. You know, it's basically the same.
Well, you also took her away.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Do you think Chinese men have little peepees? So it
absolutely. That was his whole absolutely.
Point. Oh, I see.
About
so you're
Superman being
oh, got
King
it.
Kong.
I'm a little slow. So you're huge because compared to them.
It's all about evolution. If the keyhole is small,
right? It doesn't need to.
Right.
It doesn't need to be any larger.
I don't know what what came first, the chicken or the egg. I don't know if the woman's vaginas evolved to accommodate the minuscule Chinese peepee.
So black women must have an Amco parking garage going on in there.
I'm thinking.
I never actually saw a Chinese man in a porno. Did you?
Oh, I did. Yeah, because all I watched while I was waiting for my wife was Asian porno.
I mean, is there anyone that's like known to be huge? Like,
no,
big
no,
hit?
It's like. When they give oral pleasure to the men, it looks like they're drinking out of a soda straw.
I know the most famous porn star in China is Johnny Wad Chang. Isn't that true?
I don't know.
Greg and Stephanie's Life is Me.